We're back, News Talk 1380 WAOK. And joining us this morning are the mom and grandmother of 7-year-old Zederick Carr, who was struck by a car and killed on Flat Shoals Parkway. And we heard about this in the news. And we have with us this morning Tamika Isaac and Tiffany Isaac. Sherry. We have with us this morning Tiffany Isaac and Sherry Isaac. Thank you both so much for being with us. I really appreciate your coming in this morning. And the first thing I want to do is to say to both of you that I am so sorry, and I just can't even imagine the immeasurable pain that you all are trying to work through during this time. But I wanted you to come in and share with the community and see how we can help with this getting a street light or crosswalk. So, Tiffany, tell me what happened, sweetheart. This is Zederick's mom.
Well, I was at work at the time, so it's the same routine every day. My youngest two kids, he's been in his life since he was one. So, I mean, he really looked to him as his father as well. So he keeps them while I'm at work. And he picked them up. I had to go to work at 9 o'clock that morning. He picked them up that morning. And I was off to work. When I got off at 4 o'clock, I called him and told him that he can bring them home when he was ready. It was probably around 4:35. I probably got home around 5:30. And he said that he would bring them. Halftime is coming on. He'll be on the way to bring them. And when he called, well, about, I'd say about 20, 30 minutes later, he called me. And I thought that he was calling me to tell me that he was passing the mailbox like he normally does. And he called me, and he was just screaming out and saying that he needed me. And I mean, it was right in front of my apartments, and saying that ZJ got hit by a car. And I couldn't do anything but scream, and I just ran out the house and ran to the front of the apartments. And it was just hard just to see him lying there. I mean, it's very, very, very hard. My heart is just broken and torn into pieces.
And Sherry, now, at the area where this happened, was there a crosswalk?
No.
Or a stoplight there?
No. What it is from the mall to, I believe, we cross over Panthersville and Flat Shore Road. Once you get down there are no lights, there are no corners, no mediums, or no walkways at all from that section. And we are pushing for them to get on their jobs and get our kids some help out here on these streets. There are apartments along Candler Road where these people have to cross over and look out for themselves, when the county and the city should have already done these things to make our children safe to cross the street.
Sherry, have there been other wrecks or people hit on that road?
Yes. To my knowledge, there's been 9 deaths created on Candler Road.
People been hit, yeah.
9 people have been hit trying to cross?
Yes.
Now, and people need to cross to get to where?
Most people have to cross to get to the other side to catch the
It's a plaza right in front of where he got hit. It's my apartments. It's a plaza right across the street.
Okay.
Barbershop, eating places, Burger King, Family Dollar, right in front of our apartment.
Mm-hmm. And you can't get there.
And you can't. And you have to cross the street. There's no crosswalk. You will have to walk all the way up to Quick Trip, which is Columbia, to get to a stoplight, and then walk back up. I mean, when you put a plaza there, a crosswalk should have been put there to make people safe to cross the street. And I'm not pointing any fingers, putting any blame on anybody. But when are people going to wake up and do something in these neighborhoods where it's needed? It's not like it's needed. It's a black neighborhood, and it's like they don't do anything in the black neighborhoods. They put it off, and it's sad to say that my child, this had to come about for to wake the community up, to wake people up. They're saying that people are not petitioning the county. But why should we have to tell the county what their job is?
We're News and Talk 1380 WAOK.